Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Eat on the air.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. Now, the Auditor General today was just giving us an update on really the state of our municipalities, local government not looking good. Now, 34, only 34 of the 257 municipalities got a clean audit. I mean, that's quite worrying. On the line with us is Outer's Executive Manager for Local Government, Julius Kleinhans. Julius, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
This is quite concerning. And of the 34 of the 257, 20 of them are from the Western Cape. Quite a big gap between what the Western Cape is able to achieve in this regard and everybody else.
Absolutely. Sadly, the decline in clean auditors is a clear indication of municipalities. I think weak political oversight and lack of political will to address the shortcomings, and also lack of consequence management. So I think if you look at the Western Cape, I think what they are doing right is they've got the basics right, and they've also appointed professional people in the administration to do the work. So I think every municipality can achieve this. It is merely about whether people are serious about proper service delivery.
And again, only one metro, Cape Town, being an only metro that also has a clean audit.
Yeah, sadly, and I think our political parties need to stop, coming up with blaming others and taking accountability for this, because the failure of municipalities is not something that occurred overnight. I think if you look at other metros, they get massive injections from Treasury to subsidize the shortcomings. So we know that the excuse usually pertains to people flocking to the city, urbanization, a lot of poor communities need free electricity and basic services.
Mm.
But that's why National Treasury is subsidizing it. So it's really just bad management.
I mean, you say that of course National Treasury actually does come in. In fact, it comes in a lot with grants. But I'm looking at this 3.3 billion rand for municipal grants, infrastructure grants, specifically infrastructure grants that were not used, going back to Treasury at the value of 3.5 billion. So you have people who are protesting for sewage pipes being, not being upgraded, all sorts of infrastructure not being upgraded. And you have municipalities taking back 3.5 billion rand because they cannot use the grants given to them to do exactly that.
No, 100%. I think there's a couple of issues that comes to that. Firstly, we've seen that in the municipalities that they don't spend the money properly, and there's also high irregularities. So obviously, I think the Auditor General is cracking down and making it a bit more difficult to loot and abuse public procurement processes. But also, I think the lack of proper vision and insight and project management. You'll see in the report itself they're talking about inadequate internal controls and things like that. But if you're managing a municipality properly, you know what the needs are amongst communities. You know what the project should be. If you've got proper people that design those projects and implement them, you shouldn't have a problem. But that's what we're facing. That's where the problem lies.
I mean, I chuckle because, yes, some of them have a lot of, they have a vision and they know that they don't have the skills, and then they get the consultants in. Except the Auditor General says even the very consultants who are brought in at about 2 billion, I mean, I think KZN is also one of those. These very consultants themselves are not accurate. They're incompetent. So what's the point?
Yeah, look, that's really the scariest part, because what listeners should note is that municipal administration, your executive leadership, get paid a lot of money, and these people are supposed to do their jobs. Now, when it comes to the financial management, your chief financial officers and these kind of things, they get massive salaries, and now a lot of this is actually externalized by getting consultants to do their jobs for them. And as you've mentioned, a lot of these consultants don't even do their job. So it's very concerning what the AG has raised. A lot of these municipalities, unqualified findings, don't submit proper financial statements. So how can you run a business if you don't even know who owes you money or where your infrastructure is or where your assets are that needs to be maintained? And this is the problem in our municipalities. You know, if it's not professionalized and run like a business, and I'm not saying a capitalist kind of business. I'm talking about a non-profit business. It's supposed to break even, provide basic services to the people, but sustainably. We are going to fail as a country because this is the foundation on which our economy must grow. This is where we live. Our kids go to school, we study, we go to work. And if that fails, everything else fails with it. And that's where we're finding ourselves now.
Judas, help me understand where things have gone wrong in the sense that there was a lot of hoo-ha not so long ago with government making the point that, you know, municipal managers and so on, and including mayors, should have a basic matric, or at least now they need to be upskilled a bit more. And some of them, apparently at some point there was a report about they not even being capable to use a computer and all of that. And there seemed to be some effort to upskill them. But the Auditor General is saying that simple things, basic controls are not in place. Simple things that some municipalities cannot even submit, just a basic financial statement, and they can't do that. Where's the gap here and what has gone wrong?
Look, I believe that, and as ATA, we believe that the politics at the day is the big issue because the political parties form the oversight function in the municipality. They elect the mayor. The mayor appoints the municipal manager, which is basically the CEO of the municipality. And unfortunately, politics is the priority and not necessarily a good running municipality to provide services. So I think politics in South Africa and local government has become so irresponsible. It's become such a fight for power and looting at the expense of the people. That it has just got out of hand completely. If you just think about it, if you look at the city of Johannesburg, how many changes have been there and the disruption, and every time there's a political change, the whole administration comes to a standstill. That's the amount of influence from the political oversight function. Mm-hmm. And lastly, just if you look at the talent, which you've touched on now, the city of Johannesburg, again as an example, has a budget of 80 billion rand. Mm. Now, compare the municipal manager's qualification and the mayor that oversees that, the next executive, with a listed company on the JSE with an 80 billion rand budget. You're going to look at the growth point companies and so on, and then just match up and weigh up the talent. Compare them to each other, and you'll see why we are failing our municipalities.
So we've got fruitless and wasteful expenditure of 3 billion rand, around 3 billion rand. And yet we still have the issue of cost for services that are completely out of line with what you and I would be paying when we go down the road to the shop, if they even deliver it at all. So this has been ongoing. You hear, you know, government, you hear all the way up to the president talking about, you know, we need to make sure that corruption, you know, doesn't continue and the like. But here we are, 3 billion rand of wasteful expenditure. And we cannot even account for some services if we even get them or the pricing of those services.
No, absolutely. And it's getting worse. So it's not like we have more money to waste, but clearly that is the trajectory that our municipalities are on. You know, I think the lack of consequence management is definitely one of the biggest issues here.
Yeah.
Because municipalities are failing to submit financials. This is basic legislative requirements. They are failing to achieve their performance targets. Yet no one is being held accountable. People are getting increases every year in municipalities and bonuses. You know, they are lord upon themselves, and there's no alternative competition. So municipalities are a monopoly. And I think that's where Yeah.
The issue of retaining talent, as you just referred to earlier on, I mean, how serious is it? Is it legitimate? Maybe let me ask it in that way. Is it really legitimate that some of, you know, these qualified people do want to go to maybe the bigger cities and they're leaving the smaller cities because they just want a better life for themselves? Is it legitimate? Is it a legitimate concern? Or is it just maybe one of those things that comes up as an excuse rather than legitimate concerns by municipalities?
Look, I think there's definitely some argument in that. You know, who wants to stay in the middle of the Northern Cape if you can stay in the suburbs of Johannesburg? You know, so obviously the best talent will be attracted to the best opportunities. But I also believe that in this day and age in South Africa, there's a lot of talent that's not being utilized properly or getting the jobs. I think the political influence in job creation for PALS is very, very influential in local government. And I think that's where the reform needs to start. You know, we need to even look at municipalities to an extent of a zero-based budget approach.
Yeah.
And see how much money is available. What do we need to provide the basic services? What are the talent that we need to have for that? And then you can build from there. But currently, it's just completely unsustainable.
Thank you very, very much. Outer Executive Manager for Local Government, Julius Kleinhaus. Guys, it's not laughable. I laugh because it's so sad. Otherwise, we'll have to cry. 3.5 billion rand, right? That had to go back to Treasury because our municipalities did not use the infrastructure grant that we need so desperately to upgrade our pipes, to upgrade the infrastructure that we all know needs to be upgraded. And yet municipalities have sent back 3.5 billion rand. When we talk to them every day, they keep telling us there's no money. But they're sending back 3.5 billion rand. For stuff, for money they should be using for the upkeep of our cities, of municipalities. Now, I'd love to hear from you. 086-000-0959. This is quite upsetting. And you can also send those voice notes on 063-688-0959.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.